We've all heard it before. It's who you know. Now, hear why it's so true. Welcome to Social Capital, the weekly podcast where we dive into social relationships and how the investment you put into them establishes trust, reciprocity, and value within your networking community. Your host, Lori Hybe, will connect with top professionals and dive into their best networking stories and techniques to share with you.
Hey, everybody, Lori Hybe here. Welcome to the Social Capital Podcast. Our show notes are found at socialcapitalpodcast.com. You can also follow me on Twitter at LJ Hybe and on Facebook. This week's guest is Allison Harpole. She's the owner of Harp and Oaks. Allison is a social media strategist, passionate about helping businesses thrive with social media marketing. She accidentally stumbled upon the opportunity of being a social media strategist, but the ability to have both time and financial freedom made it the perfect fit for her. She lives in Paducah, Kentucky, and when she's not working, you'll find her spending time with her many animals, riding horses, and traveling. Allison, welcome to the show.
Thanks so much, Lori. I'm so excited to be here.
I'm sure we're going to have a great conversation because you and I live in the same world of social media.
Absolutely.
So how do you use networking to grow your business?
Yeah, that's a great question. So I would say it's probably one of the most important aspects of my business. I am constantly networking and I'm cultivating relationships every single day. So it could be from just gaining mentors to gaining friendships and learning from other people and different peers to also using networking to gain new clients.
Absolutely. Gaining new clients and just growing the business overall. I think that's really important. And obviously social media is the strength that you have. And I know that you work a lot with the small business space. Why is social media beneficial for small businesses?
Oh, it's so important. I think just because of the visibility for marketing these days, you just have to be so visible before anybody reacts and purchases your product or your service. So social media gives you the avenue to be able to do that and reach such a wide network of people.
So, and the small business owner, wide network, even though I'd say a lot of small businesses are kind of local for the most part. Sure. Well, there's national reaches as well. But what about that local audience that's not so focused on the wide network, but narrow? I would imagine social media still has an impact there. Want to talk about that a little bit?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Well, it's just kind of gravitating and reaching your local clientele on different platforms. So, you know, I think you just have to think about what people spend their time doing. So in the afternoons, they're flipping through Facebook, flipping through Instagram. And so though you might know a lot of these clients and your customers locally, and in person, because of that, you know, you just want to still keep them, keep reaching out to them and making sure that you're staying visible to them, even when you're not in front of them, if that makes sense.
It sure does. So what is your favorite part about what you do every single day?
I love my job. I think it's really neat because I get to be a small part of these businesses and I get to watch them grow and help them grow. And I am so passionate about small businesses. And that's what I love to do is just really help those entrepreneurs and those small business owners grow their passion.
Very nice. It is rewarding helping put a plan together and then, you know, executing it and seeing the results actually unfold, isn't it?
Oh, it definitely is.
All right. So going back to the topic of networking, can you share with our listeners your most successful or favorite networking story that you have?
Yeah, it's pretty funny. I'm pretty young. So when I started my business, I was not sure even where to begin, but I knew that I needed guidance and I needed to know who my competition was in my hometown. So I was so scared, but I decided to reach out to a girl who I thought was my competition because I had been compared to her and people had asked if I knew her. So I decided I needed to sit down with her and just kind of get an understanding of what she does so that I could be upfront with her and let her know, you know, hey, you know, I think we're competition and how do we work through this? So I sat down with her, I asked her to go to coffee and we got to talking, and I'm not even sure we really got on the subject of our businesses. Honestly, we just kind of just got to talking about just different interests of ours. And by the end of the conversation, what I realized is that she really wasn't my competition at all. And we were able to really form a friendship that ended up being a great referral source. So I referred her to anybody who was looking for an overall marketing just consultation. And then she would refer me for anybody who really wanted to hone in on their social media strategies. So it worked out really well. And I think that's just kind of a funny story to show that, you know, don't disregard for someone just because you think they might be your competition.
That's a great piece of advice to offer. And what I love about this is that you said you had somewhat fear or hesitation in moving in and saying, I should really connect with this person because it sounds like she's doing the same thing I'm doing. But at the end of the day, it turned out to be way more positive experience. And it sounds like a very rewarding relationship from a friendship and business perspective.
Yeah, it really is. It's funny how those things work out.
So what do you do to stay in front of or best nurture your network?
So it's really, you know, I think you have to think of networking as it's a long-term avenue. So it's not going to be something that's done overnight. So I just really continuously cultivate those relationships that I make. So if I meet somebody, whether they're a peer or somebody that could help me in my business, I always will just stay up to date with them. So I might just reach out to them periodically, even if I don't see them often. And ask how are things going, or mention something that we talked about last. Or, you know, just staying connected with them on Facebook, just, you know, interacting with their posts, leaving comments, just to let them know that I'm thinking about them and, you know, really value their friendship or their connection. But, you know, also always continuing to grow my network. It's really important to do that because, you know, and as a business owner, I have to constantly be looking for new clients. And the way to do that is to grow that network and to form bonds and relationships with people and then lead into, you know, kind of that sales pitch, so to speak.
Okay. There's something you said here that I want to circle back to. You said interacting with their social posts. And I know a number of people that are, I would say more, I don't want to say stalkers, but I'm going to say stalkers. Like, they're not necessarily engaging. They're just kind of observing and being aware of what's happening in the digital space.
Right.
And what do you say to that?
Yeah. So, you know, and I'll even catch myself doing that too. And I would say, you know, it is really important to engage, even if you're just leaving a like, but it just shows people that you saw the post, you acknowledged it, and you're thinking of them. So, you know, especially if it's somebody that I really want to form a relationship with, and might not have a relationship with, or I'm just working on building that relationship, I will always go out of my way and not only like the post, but leave a comment or just something valuable. And it's always something more than just like, oh, love it, or, you know, that looks great. I try to put something kind of personal into that comment.
Yeah, I think that's really important. And one of the things I try to do, and I'm not 100% on top of it all the time, but if someone shared something and it connected with me, whether it's, you know, emotional or humor or is a great article they shared, I acknowledge and say, hey, thanks for sharing that. You know, this was good, or it made me laugh, or whatever it was. Just so that they know that people appreciate the information that's being published out there.
Absolutely. It makes such a difference, and it really helps on their end to see if their posts are working or if their social media strategy is working. Mm. So going the extra mile is a really great thing to do.
Nice. So you started talking about this, and I want to expand on this topic. You said one of the things you're always looking to do is to grow your network. What advice do you offer the business professional who is looking to grow their network, or what is your strategy in order to grow your network?
Well, first and foremost, I really want to hone in on, you know, what network am I trying to expand to and what is the goal behind it? So if I'm expanding into my local network, I know that's going to consist of a lot of in-person interaction. So with that, I like to go to business meetings, you know, really interact with the business groups and reach out to influential people within the market that I know will be good for my network. So that may be just asking them to go to coffee, ask them to go to lunch, just something kind of generic like that. But if I'm really expanding into more on the digital side or the online network, that's going to take just more of those small actions of reaching out and forming those relationships on different social media avenues and then really cultivating that. I would say it's a little bit more of a long-term networking, but it pays off in the end.
Yeah, really interesting input here. And I like how you kind of broke it up and the digital versus traditional component, which I'll circle into in just a moment here. So you said you attend a number of different business groups. Are they just kind of more informal meetups or are they structured organizations? What type of groups have you found to be successful to grow your network that you'd recommend other business professionals check out?
Yeah, absolutely. So I have to say, I think that's one of the few things probably in the beginning of my business that I did right, is I decided to join as many business groups as I could. Because I just knew I needed to get myself visible in my hometown. So one of the ones I'm a part of is BNI, and I really highly recommend it because it's a referral-based networking group. So I not only get to present myself to my members, but they get to take, you know, what I advocate for that week and then go and help get me referrals. So it's a good way to reach a ton of people and really form very close bonds with the members. I'm also a part of a it's for professional women. It's a business group for professional women in my hometown. And I really like that one too. And it's interesting because I'm a part of several different groups, but each are so different, but then some overlap into the different members that there are. But that's been an awesome way of me being able to just get myself visible.
Nice. I can relate to that. And I'm very familiar with BNI. It's a, I believe it's an international organization, actually, right?
It is. And
as far as the professional women's networking groups, I can definitely relate to that. There's a number of groups in the Milwaukee area here. And it's kind of fun. You go to one and then you go to another one and you see, oh, you were at this other group, and which makes the connecting even easier to do, right?
Yes, it does.
All right, let's go back to that digital and traditional concepts. Which one do you ultimately find more value in?
Oh, that's a great question. Well, I would say for me personally, because I've built my business to cater to small businesses as well as bigger businesses, I would have to say both. And both take different approaches. But I think I started off with the traditional approach, and I wish that I would have incorporated more of the digital approach as well, because I think they both balance each other very, very well. So I would say for my business, both are both highly important.
Nice. Okay. So you said when you started, you wish you would have done more of the digital. Can you talk about that a little bit more?
Yeah, I really do wish that I would have. I think it's just, for me, it was more fearful to go that route because you don't know the people on quite a personal level as you would as the traditional networking and meeting people in person. So, but it just takes a little bit more time. And I think I was more fearful because I didn't know where to start. And once I figured that out, I realized that if I had started in the beginning, that I would be so much further ahead in the game than where I am now, because it does take, you know, just connecting to people, whether it's on LinkedIn or on Facebook or on Instagram, but just building that gradual relationship by starting by, you know, just commenting and liking on posts and then moving into maybe sending a personal message and just, you know, asking just generic questions, getting to know the person. And then you can get to the stages where you might pitch them on your product or your service.
Once you build that trust overall. Nice. Mm-hmm. Okay, here's a fun one. If you could go back to your 20-year-old self, what would you tell yourself to do more of, less of, or differently with regards to your professional career?
Ooh, that's a good question. I think it goes back to the question you just asked. I think I would have definitely reached out more through the digital networking path. I wish I would have done that because I could see that my business would be just a little bit further down the road than where it is. So yeah, it's so important to do that. It's never too early to start doing that. And I wish I would have realized that, even though I didn't know where to begin, I wish I would have just jumped in and did it and not have been so
fearful. Absolutely. I think it's so important. And I share that with my students all the time who are, you know, juniors and seniors at the local university in marketing. I bring in guest speakers and I say, connect with this speaker on LinkedIn. Thank them for taking time to come and share their knowledge and wisdom with you, because you have no idea where this person is going to be in a position that can help you in the future.
Absolutely. That is so true.
So we've all heard of the 6 degrees of separation. Now, who would be the one person you'd love to connect with? And do you think you could do it within the 6th degree?
Yes, I think I could. And that person for me would probably be Jenna Kutcher. I don't know if you know of her, but she's a digital marketing educator and also a photographer. And I follow her on Instagram. And I just love her. She has such a great story. And she really takes you along her journey through life, through Instagram. And to do that, I think, you know, since she's such an influential person and obviously a very busy person, it would take just really cultivating that relationship. But I think I would start just by liking, commenting, and just gradually starting through her social media avenues and just interacting there. And then, you know, maybe pinpoint somebody on her team and saying, you know, finding an email for them, you know, down the road once I've developed that relationship on social media with her, and then just kind of reaching out and figuring out something that could offer her value. So I think you have to think about that anytime you reach out to anybody in your network is, okay, well, this is going to benefit you, but how can you benefit them? And what is going to entice them to want to connect with you? So really offering something, and then just kind of going down the list. If you can't connect through that person, I'd connect with somebody else and then another person on the team. Until you kind of get where you want to go.
Well, I think the important component there, and I'm really glad you spoke to it, is to find a way to offer her value. So really identifying a pain that she currently has, or something that is of interest that you can then connect on. It sounds like you're going to do it, though, based on you've got this map.
Hey,
out.
I'd love to.
And you had no fear in connecting with your who you thought was your competition, right? so
right,
move forward, make it happen.
Yes, for sure.
Allison, do you have any final word or advice to offer our listeners with regards to growing and supporting your network?
I would just say, you know, don't react out of fear. I think I definitely did that early on in my business, and looking back, I wish I had not done that. I think honestly, anybody that I've reached out to, whether it's just to get coffee with them or grab lunch or, you know, just to connect over email, have always been more than willing to connect with me if I could always offer them a little bit of something. So you just never know until you try. Don't hesitate to reach out.
Really good advice. I love that statement. Don't react out of fear. So much truth to that at the end of the day. But yeah, ask. I mean, there's nothing wrong with saying, hey, can we get a cup of coffee? Because most people are willing to connect and share, right?
Yes, they really are.
Great. Well, Allison, if anyone was interested in getting in contact with you, what's the best way that they can reach you?
Oh, I would say probably through my Instagram. It's just Allison Harpole, and I would love to connect with anybody.
All right,
there.
And we will include that information in the show notes. Thank you so much for taking the time to be on the show with us today, Allison.
Oh, thank you, Lori. It has been such an honor.
Yeah,
I
really
appreciate it.
Fantastic content that you've shared with our listeners, and lots of good stories. This wraps up our episode of Social Capital. A huge thank you to Allison for taking the time to connect with us. Join us next week for another great guest as we continue the conversation on networking and building your community. If you need me, send an email to lori@socialcapitalpodcast.com. Otherwise, we'll see you next week.
That's all for this episode of the Social Capital Podcast. Be sure to visit socialcapitalpodcast.com for show notes, more episodes, and to check out our free ebooks on business and networking.